continues the Gemara Daf Samach Dalad Amud Beis, the last line. Omer Rav Sheish is Mishum Rebeloz Ben Azariah, Daf Samach Yom Ed Aleph. Yochal Ani Lifto Es Kol Oilem Kulam Min Adin. That means, I can tie it for Klal Yisrael, that Gans Klal Yisrael is going to be potter from the Din L'Osid Lovoy. Why? I can say it as Shikoyrim. The Gemara discussed before about being a Shikor. A Shikor is not responsible. That means he can't paskin, he can't daven. So mainly he's not going to be responsible for all the things that he's over on in this world. Why? From the time of the Chum Beis Hamikdash until now. Shenemar, because it says, regard to the Chum Beis Hamikdash, Shenemar, Lochen Shimini Zois, Aniya, Vishikhoires, Veloimi Yayin. We're Shikhoirim. Aniya, we're after the destruction of the Chum Beis Hamikdash, we're Shikhoira, Veloimi Yayin. We're Shikhar. Well, if someone is Shikhar, he's not responsible. So if we're not responsible, Lossid Lovoy, for anything that's going to take place. Zogdi Gamoga Meisve, Shikhar. I'll ask you the following question. Someone who's a shikor, mekhoi mekach, what he buys is a valid sale. Umemkoroi memkai, what he sells is valid. Over averish yesh by misa, if he's over an averish yesh by misa noisoi. He's chayv misa. He's not off the hook just because he was shikor. Malkus, if he's over an averish, then he's chayv malkus. Malkin noisoi. What do we see al kaponim? Klola shadover, hareu ki pikech lechol dvorov. Elo, shepotim in atfila. All we know is that we said before that a shikur is not responsible for his tefillah and is not considered that he davened. That's what it means he's off the hook. But how do we say over here that he's potter from all the averus? Yochel lifter es kol oilem min adin. Here we see that mem kochoy memkach over averus yesh misin memisin. He's malkin oisoy. So how could you be off the hook?
Who said he's potter from tefillah? He's not allowed to daven. He's over, he's chayiv, but he's not allowed to. He's not potter.
So what it means, it doesn't mean he's potter, correct. The lashon of potter is a little misleading. The word potter doesn't mean potter that he's not, doesn't have to daven. Potter means that what he did didn't count. Now, so the question al kaponim is, in our Gemara, you're telling me, meaning, Rav Sheish says, Mishum HaBlozim and Azariah says, that I can potter any person from any aveira that he did, because we see that it doesn't count when you davened. So what didn't every averi do? It doesn't count. Here we see, that's a kashal upon him, but here we see not like that. You want to shtel to tefillah, just like by tefillah, it doesn't count. Of course you're chayv in davening. You have to daven again. Tefillah to teiva, and it doesn't work, and you have to do it again. But the point is, it doesn't count what you did. So if it doesn't count what you did, so if I spoke Lashon Hara in this world, it doesn't count. Everything doesn't count. But the Gemara is a kasha, but that's incorrect, that reasoning. Because it says clearly in the Braisa that mekhoi mekach memkoroi memkar memisin noisim memalkin noisoi. You're responsible for everything. Not just responsible. It counts what you did. So if it counts what you did, so how do you say that yochel niftas kol oilam, it doesn't count whatever you did in this world?
Well, what doesn't it count? We're talking about a shikur.
A shikur, what he davened, does not count. So if it doesn't count, so who adin? The Gemara implies, that's the Gemara's assumption, the Sheish's assumption was, that who adin, anything adin in this world does not count.
By who? Everything done in this world, by who?
Lost in lover, you're not going to get punished for
what
it.
What about sugar? What about the
sugar? No, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that after the Chum Beis HaMikdash, we are like Shikorim. So we're like Shikorim, so you're off the hook.
How did Sheish say Mishum Rav Lod Ben Azariah? Is it tonight or something? If Sheish was in Amara, Rav Lod Ben Azariah was in Tana.
If Sheshes was an Amora,
and was a Tana.
Okay, so he said in the name of a Tana that he heard. A Kabbalah that he heard from a Tana. Yeah, Enochanami. Right? But the point is, his assumption was that a shikur, obviously it doesn't mean you're put from davening, you have to daven again. But what you did doesn't count. So if it doesn't count, then everything we do in this world doesn't count. But the Gemara has a cash on that. First time said the Gemara's cash.
Well, it doesn't count. He did it. Doesn't count.
Right.
He's not allowed to do it.
He's not allowed to. Correct. You're not allowed to. Correct. Correct. But at the end of the day, is it considered that you davened? No. So what then? If I spoke Lashon Hara, if I did an Avera, it's like as if I didn't do it. But the Gemara has a cash on that. On that reasoning, we see clearly it's incorrect. It's only the Gabi Tfilah. We see Mekhoi Mekach, Memkoro Memkar, Memisin, Malkinoisoi. And for the Gemara, it doesn't mean you're off the hook for any aver. What Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant was my yecholni liftar the ka'amanami midin tefillah. That means only when it comes to tefillah. When it comes to tefillah, Zag Rashi, im donin oise al shaloyim ispalim bekavona, yechol lefoitron. If it's going to be a din loss of lovay, that we didn't have the right kavona, I can say when it comes to tefillah, we're like shikarim. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean mekhoi zavad and mekach and memisin and malkinoi. When it comes to tefillah without kavona, we are like shikarim. We're not responsible. Now, it doesn't mean we're not going to say bisman as if to daven again and again and again, because every tefillah that we do is not really the right kavona. Zok di gemara omer rev chanina. Loi shonu this din that we said that mekhoi mekach memkore memka memisin and malkinoi. So nela shlegia l'shichus shaloit. That's only if he's not shikar like loit. Loit was shikar in Gansen. At kach, that the pasuk says that the loyoda b'shichvoy v'kumoy. So when you come l'shichus shaloit, aval legiel l'shichus shaloit, potur mikulam. Then you attack a potter and your mekach is not a mekach and your memkar is not a memkar and everything you did you're not responsible for. The Rambam in Hilchos Nezirus in Perek Aleph Halach Yud Beis says that you're not chayav on any avera that you do when you're shikar. You're not here. You're shikar. People use this as a het on Purim, het, meaning I'm shikar. But that's not true. When you come with someone as mazik, odem mud lo'olam. Hezek is a different thing. Odem mud lo'olam. Purim might be different, but upon him, the Rambam is talking about averis, not talking about mazik. Zog the Gemara. Omar Reb Chanina kolam mafik mogen b'shaz gaiva soigrin v'chois min tzores ba'adoi. That means as follows. Kolam mafik mogen. Zog the Rashi. Mafik is loshon mavir. Mogen is tfilas mogen avrom. That means kolam mafik, whoever is mavir, he doesn't say mogen, he doesn't say shmoneh esrei. That means he doesn't daven. B'shaz gaiva. What does gaiva mean? Zog the Rashi. B'shaz shichus. I don't daven because I'm shikar. I'm responsible enough. I'm shikar. I'm not going to daven. So you know what they do? When someone is responsible to realize he can't be over the Pnei HaMelech? Soigrin v'chois min tzorois ba'adoi. Soigrin v'chois min, that means they close up and they seal away tzorois from him that is not going to fall upon him tzorois. So Rashi shalo yavoy olav. So someone knows, I can't be over the Pnei HaMelech. It's not the time now to daven. So that's going to get his schar just for that. Doesn't mean he doesn't have to daven. But he knows not to daven in the state that he's in. So that's the Taitch in the Pasuk. Kol ha-mafik, whoever's mavir, mogen, chilas mogen avrom, shas gaiva, when he's shikar, soigrin v'chois min tzores ba'adoi, they seal and they seal away and they close away tzores from him. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Eiv, gaiva, gaiva we said is shachas, someone who's shikar, afike megonim, afike is loshon mavir, he removes, he doesn't, megonim, doesn't do tefillah is mogen avrom, Sogur choysim tzar, they soiger and they choysim tzores from him. Zog du mogo, you're telling me that afike means you're mavir, that you don't do it. My mashma dahi afik lishna davurehu. Where do we see that lotion of mafik? Afik is a lotion of avure, of not doing. The chsev, it says in the posuk, in Eiv, achi bogdu, my brothers, my achim, were boigin in me, kumoy nachal, like a stream, like a river, kafike necholim, like a river that passes, like a nachal that's over necholim. Ya kafike necholim yavoyhu. So my brothers were boigin to me like a river stream that's over, that's mafik, that passes by necholim yavoyhu. So we see clearly that afike is a lotion of yavoyhu. Rabbi Yechon Omar, he touched the pasuk different. Kol she einoy mapik, whoever is not mapik, whoever kol she einoy mapik itmar. That means mapik is a lotion of gilui, of revealing, of yes davening. So kol she ain't a mapik, someone who is not, does not reveal, he's not megala, that person is going to be choysim tzorois, that person is going to be protected from all the tzorois. So kol she ain't a mapik, he's not megala, he doesn't daven. So here we see mapik doesn't mean laver, to pass over, but mapik means to be megala, to say, and you're not mapik, you're not megala. My mashma da mapik lishna de gluyahu. Where do we find that mapik is loshon of gilui? Dichsiv vayiru afike mayim. they saw Afike Mayim, which is the Giluye, the Hayam, Vayagoylu Moistos Tevel. It was revealed. That means it was revealed Moistos Tevel. So upon him, we have two psukim that connote different things. One pasuk, it's a lashon of Afuke, lashon of Mavir. And one pasuk, it's a lashon that it connotes being Megala, Vayagoylu Moistos Tevel. Vayiru Afike Mayim. But we see Akoponim that Vayagoylu is a lashon of revealing. They both come up with the same thing. Either you don't reveal, and that's why you're Mogen Tzoros, or you do, you are Mavir, and that's why it's Mogen Tzoros. But both of them, if you don't daven, when you shikr, you're protected from all the Tzoros. Zog the Gemara, Michti Kroi Mashma Bein Lamar. Uvein Lamar, both Psukim have the same Mashmois at the end of the day, that a person is protected from Choysim Tzar, from Tzoros. They soiger and choysim tzoros from him. So my binayu, so what's the nafkamina at the end of the day between the two psukim, between the two havonas of understanding? Yes, one is mapik is megala and one is mapik is mavir. And you're not mapik, you're not megala. But the my binayu, at the end of the day, you're choysim tzar. Ik binayu, the rav sheishes. What is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is rav sheishes. What was the ma'aser of Rav Sheshes? The Rav Sheshes Mosa Shinte L'Shamei. Rav Sheshes told his Shamish, let me take a nap, and when it comes to Zman Tvila, make sure you wake me up. So according to the first Mandom Reb Chanina that says, Avurei Boi, that means a person is Shikr. So he has to be Mavir, he has to let it pass by the davening. So he doesn't hold of Rav Sheshes. And he's not allowed to daven until he wakes up on his own. My iser Rav Sheshes, meaning, and he holds Rav Sheshes. Umar less iser Rav Sheshes. So if you hold that you have to be married at tefillah, that means you have to totally remove davening until you're totally sober. So a little nap is not going to help. Rav Sheshes, when he was shikr, we're talking about he was shikr, he told his shamish, let me take a little nap and wake me by Zman Tvila. I don't want to miss davening. So he didn't have to be mavir, the ganze shachras, and skip the davening. No, wake me up soon. A little nap will do it. Mashma, that being mavir, you don't have to. You don't have to wait mavir and gansen until you wake up on your own. A little nap is sufficient. The mandomer, it says, not to be megala, so he holds like Rav Sheshes. That means you don't daven currently. Let me take a little nap. My shamash will wake me. My zman tefila. I don't have to be maver and ganzen. Ma is later Rav Sheshes. If you hold giluye is enough. That means don't be megala. Don't daven now. It's enough. Take a nap now and tell my shamash to wake me. My zman tefila. The one that holds mavir, that means it's not enough to tell the shamash to wake me. No, I have to wake up on my own, even if it means missing Zman Tvila, because I can't daven at this moment. Why can't I daven? I have to be mavir, I have to push it off in Gansen. And that's what Tosis brings. On the top, Pirish Bekuntus, the Reb Chanina Doma, Ivure, Boi, Solested Rav Sheshes. You have to Gansen be mavir. You don't hold Rav Sheshes, you can tell the shamash to wake you and after a little nap. V'osilis Paral, and you have to wait until you wake up on your own. V'oimari in Tosa says that afilu oyves man tefila lo yispalel. The shikur oyshosu chashvinale atchiyer me'elov. You're considered shikur until you wake up from your slumber yourself. And as long as you're sleeping, you're called a shikur. Umiu einira daloch Rav Sheshes. Daloch is not so. V'rach pirish binyan achrev is eloshoinoi. Different pshat legabe person's yates about koponim. My is it Rav Sheshes, my less it Rav Sheshes. Zok dugmo weiter. Omar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Omar Rav Kol Shein Daitim Yusheves Olov. Whoever's mind is not clear, Al Yispalel, do not daven. Mishum Shenema Batzar Al Yoyre. Just like when a person is betzar, he should not be moira. So who adin, don't daven when your mind is not clear. Now Rashi points out him and says over here, betzar al yoira, bedakti acha mikra. I looked in Gan's Tanach, ve'einoi b'chol aksuvim. There's no such posik. Shenema betzar al yoira, there is no such posik. Zok Rashi, v'shemo b'sefer ben sirahu. Maybe this is found in Sefer Ben Sira, but it's not in Tanakh. Tosis says, he brings Rashi that Veshema B'Sefer Ben Siru, and Tosis brings that he brings the Remez in a Posek, Rabbi Nishmu Pirush, Sheheshiv, Rabbi Nekloinimish, Ken Dorish, B'Yushalmi, Kol HaMeitze Al Yoyre, Dichsiv, Shimi Nozois, Aniyah, V'Shchurois, V'Loimi Yayin. So it's really based on that Posek. Rabbi Tam says, the Posek in Iyov, He Oroch Shuach Loi Bitzar, meaning B'Shaz Etzorah, Al Tarach Tfiloscha, do not Shtelevek your Tfilah then. But Lamaisa, we're not talking about being Moiru, we're talking about Al Yispalo. But that's Al Kaponim, there's a remez to the Posek. A Tziruf of Tupzuk and Al Kaponim, we find that sometimes in Shaz. But Rashi says, it's maybe Sefer Menzira. Reb Chanina B'Yoyme D'Rotach, Reb Chanina on the day that he was angry, Loi Matzli. He didn't daven. Why? Omar, he said, Batsar al Yoyreksiv. So he didn't want to daven when he was angry. It's not the time that his mind is not clear. Ma'ukva b'yoyme d'shusa. Ma'ukva. On the day of the Ruach Droimis blowing a strong wind. Lo yavin nofik l'veidina. He did not go to the Bezdin. Why? Because since it's not his man of Yishuv Adas, he felt Al Yoyra. Here Taka means Al Yoyra. He didn't want to paskin because of the winds. Zog di Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzrok, Hilchasa, Boy Yitzilusa. Hilchasa, meaning when a person paskins and is oisken alocha, so you have to have Tzilusa. You have to have a das Tzilusa. You have to have a clear mind. Kiyoyme da astano, like a day where the Ruach Tzvoinis blows. Ruach Tzvoinis is very calm. Not like we said before. What's it called? By Yom Yedeshu says Ruach Droimis. Ruach Droimis is a wind, a strong wind. But Ruach Tzvoinis is a pleasant wind. So that's when you have to paskin. When your state of mind is in a calm mode. Zok di Gemara Om Rabaya. I Omro Liyem. Meaning, Korif Kutra. When my mother, or the one that raised me, is Menekes, when she told him, she used to tell him, Korif Kutra, pass me the Kutach, meaning she commanded me to do something for her, even something as simple as passing the cheesecake, the Kutach, Loi Tanoi, I couldn't learn by Yishuv Adas. That day my mind was occupied because it wasn't the same learning when it was a day when I was doing something, a different errand. Doesn't mean he didn't learn. It means his learning was not the same as it was in other days. As Isaac the Ben Yoyoda, he says, Avada, it's a guzma. It doesn't mean that he didn't learn at all because he had to do a small errand. It means that it wasn't the same learning like he did in other days. Same Yishuv Adas he didn't have. Fakir, they learned in every instance. They learned even when a person had tzoros. It just means that a person for learning, he has to learn koroi. His mind has to be clear. Zok di Gemara, Omar Rove, Ikatzton Kino. Rove said that Ikatzton Kino, if I have a Kino, a louse, a Kino, that's Katzton, that's oikets me, that bites me, Loi Tanoi. I have a mosquito bite, I couldn't learn the same way anymore. My it wasn't the same Yishuv Adas. Ma Bered Ravino. My, the son of Ravina, of the Le'ima, Shiva, Moni, Le'Shiva, Yoima. My mother made me 7 different clothings for 7 days of the week. You know why? Like this, there won't be any kinis in the clothing. I don't have no lice because I don't want them to be oikets. You want them to be oikets. And then she changes clothing every day, so Mela, it won't interfere with his concentration. Zog di Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Le'ivre Lel Yo'ela Le'Shento. The reason why the night was created is in order to sleep. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lokish, lo ivri siaro, that means the moon, the night, and the moon is elo legirsa. The purpose of the moon is in order to learn. Now, how does that coincide, these two members? Here it says to learn, here it means to sleep. So, Tosis over here says it depends. The short nights, so then it's meant for sleeping. That's in the winter. I'm sorry, in the summer. the long nights in the winter, so then it's meant for girsa also. It's not a stira. If you have a long night, you can learn and sleep. A short night, then it's meant for sleeping. That's a mashmoyis of the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Ela l'shinto, k'moy leile tkufas tamuz. That means in tkufas tamuz, Tammuz is a shorter night, so Melech there's less time. So Melech is not going to be like in the winter where there's more time to learn and to sleep. So then it's Lashinta. Then it's meant for sleeping. Zok the Gemara, Amri Lei L'Rab Zera, they told Rab Zera, Mechadad and Shmaitzach, meaning your Torah is very sharp. Omalu, the Yomomeninu. You know why? Because I learned this in the daytime. I slept well at night and I learned in the day. So Melech, my mind is sharp. Omrolei, the Meiri says, because when you sleep at night, so then you don't doze off in the daytime. So then in the daytime, you learn shtak. She yoshem belaila, loimit biyoim, beloi oinashena. Zog the Gemara, Omrolei, baalte de Rav Chisda. The daughter of Rav Chisda told Rav Chisda, loi boi ma main and puta, don't you want to take a nap? There's going to be a time where there'll be a long stretch of sleeping. You know when? In the caver. So that's when I'll sleep. But now, it's and then I'll sleep along. The katina. Why is it katina? Because it's katina because it's not going to be a time for learning then. That's now. So hashta osu yoyme daricha, there'll come a day in the caver, will be a long time to sleep then. The katina. But then it's not going to be time for learning. It'll be small. V'neinim tuva, that's when I'll sleep. I don't need to take a nap now. Omer Avnachem by Yitzchok. Anon poile di yomome anon. We are poilim, we are schir yoims. We learn during the daytime. That's ikka limud. Ravacha b'yankov, Yosef upora. Ravacha b'yankov, he used to, when he was tovid b'malach in the daytime, he suddenly had an errand, so he used to pay up chovis, whatever I missed out in the day, I repaid myself at night. That means I borrowed from the daytime and I used it at night and I made up what I was busy with malacha. The Meiri says that you can be mazif, but don't push it off 3 days later. Don't keep a cheshbon chovis. No, do it right away that night. Omer Rabbi Loza, habomen aderech al yispala shloish yomim. Meaning, because for 3 days your mind is not tzolu. Now, lehalocha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Chassim and Tzadiches, we don't daven b'kavona anyways, the real kavona. So we're not going to suddenly bomen aderech off the hook for 3 days. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, v'akaptim l'anor abo el ava v'nechnoshom yomim shloisho v'avina ba'om. So we see al kaponim that you need 3 days in order to be avina ba'om, to understand, to have bina. So that's why he didn't daven for 3 days. When he came from the road, he didn't daven for 3 days. He did not daven in a home where there was beer, because he smelled the beer, it already distracted him. He had a kavana, so any small distraction hindered. He didn't daven in a place where there was small little fried fish. That already, the reach already distracted him. Meaning, whoever is mispata b'yayin, and he's mispata, and he gets mispata with wine, yesh b'midas koinoi. The Eibishter is similar to that in a way. Shenemar, vayoch Hashem es reach anichoyach. Meaning, by the Eibishter says that he smelled the reach anichoyach, and then he said, lo oisiv lekal oides adoma, he was mispata, so to speak. Kiyetze leva odom gamin urov. So Meli was despised with the reach of the Karbonus, so to a person is despised by Yenoi, so it's similar to the Abish in a way. Meaning, if someone drinks and he still has Yishav Adas, Yesh Vamidas Shivim Skenim. Why? Why is it like Shivim Skenim? Because Yayin Nitim Shivim Moisius. Yayin is Gematria of 70. Yud Yud Nun. And Soid is Samach Vav Dalet is also 70. Soid Nitim Shivim Moisius. So nichlas yain yotze soid. So if someone is nichlas yain velo yotze soid, so mele is shoku lak shivim skenim. Omer abchonon lenivri yain ala nachem es avelim. The purpose of yain is to be nachem avelim from the tzar. Ule shalem schal rishoyim, and to give a little schal to rishoyim, meaning that they get a little schar in this world. They enjoy themselves. They hit the battle. Shenemar to nushecha la oived and the yayin la morin nefesh. The end of the pasuk. Omer Abchonin, the last Gemara. Omer Abchonin by Papa. Kol shein yayin nishpuch techbeis kamaim. If wine doesn't pour in your home like water, ain't a bechal bracha. He doesn't have the bracha. Nishpach yayin. It shows ashiras. Shenemar. It says in the pasuk beiches lachem chavis memecha ma lechem shenikach bekesav meisel. Av mayim nikach bekesav meisel. Umay niu yayin, meaning it's brought bekesav meisel. Because kogile mayim, it's called like mayim. Zok demol daf samchei omed beis. I nishbach bebeis kamayim ika bracha. If it's nishbach kamayim is a bracha, be loy loy. So this is really by pouring yayin by Havdalah, but the person, some boys can say the going old says baltashkes. It means if it spills, it's a bracha, but not that it should spill on purpose. The last gemara beloy b'shloish tivogam adim nikar. A person is recognized in three things: b'koisoi, when he's shikar, is his dietim yushefes; b'kisoi, meaning how does he deal with people; and b'kaisoi, when a person is angry, is he a captain or not? Va'amale af b'sachkoi, even when he's happy, how does he act? We'll stop over here.